With the government and international teams coming under fire over the relief response, Haitians have been mobilizing each other to help those who cannot wait for rescue teams to arrive. Thérèse Abou has been meeting Haitians living in and around the capital who've been doing what they can do to help their fellow quake survivors.
As aid and help are slow to arrive, many Haitians have organized themselves, people helping people. Jean-Pierre Carson is one of them. He has created a home in this parking lot in Port-au-Prince, providing shelter, food and water for victims.
Helicopters from abroad are going around the city, but for now, they're not coming here. So we're trying to do what we can.
Jean-Pierre used to work with the mayor of Port-au-Prince, and now he's working to help his fellow citizens. Everybody is pitching in, donating whatever little money they can. With it, they buy food and distribute among everyone here. People are hungry, tired, and in need.
So what we're seeing right now here in Haiti is that people are fighting for food, but there's also lots of people that want to help each other.
Initial assessments by the European Union say that over 250,000 people were hurt during the earthquake, and over 1.5 million have lost their homes. An untold number of children are now orphans. Vladimir is one of them. Among those who have lost everything is Sasha Aguer. She has been living in this place for days and is worried that her two-month-old baby is getting sick.
My baby has diarrhea. We need doctors and more help.
But help is slow in coming, as international donor countries are struggling to distribute aid to those in need. For now, people here are relying on one another to get through this tragedy.